A former CEO of GMPC, Chachuchi Kata, has denied that GMPC's drill ship was used as collateral, resulting in its arrest in Oman. This came out when he appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday to give evidence on the transaction between GMPC and Societe Generale that ended in a London court. According to him, there was no judgment debt at the time he left office. Here is Ernest Obinganim's report.
Earlier, when former Energy Minister Albert Kandapa and his deputy K.T. Hammond took their turns at the commission, they alleged the ship was not in a good condition and also was not generating much income for GNPC. But Mr. Chikata disagreed, saying the ship was good and was generating so much revenue for the corporation. On the issue of collateral, he said there was nowhere in the transaction that the ship was used as a collateral.
The transaction did not involve any security. They were unsecured lines of credit. Now, when we had the situation in which GMPC faced claims from Societe Generale, we began discussions with them by way of a settlement process. And those discussions from their side recognized that they were very conscious of the circumstances which had created the problem for GMPC in terms of the derivative transactions that we were undertaking. They recognized them, and there were documents from their side which completely recognized them. So on both sides, there was a clear understanding that it would be of mutual benefit to try to resolve the matter through.
Mr. Chikata said during negotiations with Societe Generale on GNPC's indebtedness, it wanted to bring the debt down from $40 million to $20 million, but GNPC resisted. Rather, it wanted $12 million for the monetary commitment Societe Generale made in the transaction.
We had got indications that Societe Generale were actually willing to settle for less than their claim, and that they had in fact made a proposal of around $20 million as their initial approach for a settlement. And we made it quite clear that this approach for a settlement was in the context of our discovery process, where we were insisting that our case was going to be buttressed by the material that we sought to have them tender to the made available to us and have through that process tendered in court.
Commenting on the sale of the ship, Mr. Chikata wondered how people without technical competence could sell a ship and get value for money.
And next, Obinganim reporting.